AI News by Conjero.
Big headline to start. TechCrunch says Google and Intel will co-develop custom chips for AI workloads. The story frames this less as a product partnership and more as a supply chain hedge.
Right, the article points out CPUs are getting squeezed. In real services, what really matters now is inference latency, memory bandwidth, and power efficiency, not just raw throughput.
And the logic is simple. A custom chip doesn't have to be a universal accelerator. It just needs to match the specific workload better than an off-the-shelf CPU or generic stack.
The CPU shortage makes that urgency real. When supply tightens, the problem is capacity and procurement, not only performance. Custom silicon helps control exposure to a narrow supplier set.
For Google, the payoff is strategic, another route to differentiate infrastructure. Co-design with Intel gives Google leverage over cost, availability, and performance for specific AI services.
Intel's gain is credibility. A visible co-design win with one of the biggest cloud operators can validate its foundry or accelerator efforts and show it still matters in advanced compute.
Near term, this could mean more throughput per watt, lower latency, and eased procurement for high-volume serving tasks. Recommendation, retrieval, or assistant-style inference rather than frontier training.
But there's a trade-off the article flags. More tailored infrastructure fragments deployment stacks. That improves economics in one environment, but makes portability and interchangeability harder.
Exactly. The broader point is that the center of gravity in AI is shifting down the stack. Silicon design, supply assurance, and power management matter as much as model features.
Bottom line from the piece, custom chips aren't just an experiment anymore. They're becoming a core infrastructure strategy for buyers balancing performance needs and supply risk.
AI News by Conjero.